joining us again today for Let's Talk. I trust these daily podcasts are encouraging to you in your daily walk with Jesus. Today, just one verse, Romans 15:13. It says this, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." We come today to the proper ending of our studies in Romans. Yeah, I know we haven't gotten to the last chapter. I'm not suggesting for a moment that chapter 16 isn't worth studying. It certainly is. But I'm stopping here because Paul, in a certain sense, stops here with this precious benediction. A benediction is simply a good word prayed by the pastor at the end of a worship service, says Kent Hughes. It's a kind of finish, a word that brings everything together and closes the work that began when the service started. Paul's inclusion of this benediction at this point in his letter serves that same purpose. The argument that he began in 1:16, the step-by-step explanation of God's gospel of grace, that argument comes to its climactic conclusion here in just one word, and the word is hope. What is hope? Hope is the anticipation of good things to come. It's an expectation that something rewarding awaits us in the future. Listen to the conversations around you every day, and you'll hear the longings for hopes to be fulfilled about all kinds of things, great and small. "I hope it won't rain on the kids' ministry Wednesday night," says someone. Someone else says, "I hope Nathan asks Sally to marry him." Or, "I hope Grandpa can make it through Christmas this year so that we can all have him with us just one more time." Or even, "I hope this difficult moment in our nation comes to a happy conclusion soon." As we listen to these expressions of hopes for the future, one thing stands out. None of these desires, none of these hopes are certain to come to pass. Rains may or may not fall on Wednesday. Sally may reject Nathan's proposal. Grandpa's chair may be empty when Christmas comes. The hoped-for return to national normalcy may never arrive. These hoped-for things of this world may or may not come to pass. But biblical hope isn't like that. Because it is the God of hope who fills us with joy and peace in believing. Because God's Spirit has come to live in the hearts of His people, our hope is never tentative. We have a sure and certain hope, an anticipation of coming blessings that cannot possibly be disappointed. Why not? Because of everything that Paul has been telling us in Romans about the gospel of grace. It's God Himself in Jesus Christ our Lord who has done all that we need to rescue us once and for all from our sins. An old catechism asked the question, "What is our only hope in life and death?" and answered that question with the only possible reply. Our only hope in life and death is that we belong, body, soul, and spirit, to God and to Jesus Christ, His Son. If you've put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have that hope today, that sure and certain hope that your story is headed for a joyful ending. The old fairy tales we were told as children often concluded with the line, "And they all lived happily ever after." Romans explains that if you're a Christian, that's the last line of your story, and it is no fairy tale. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you have given us a sure and certain hope in all that you have done for us by grace in Jesus Christ our Lord. The old benediction from Scripture is true. It's the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit that gives us a sure and certain hope, and we thank you for it. Hear our prayer of gratitude in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us again today. Remember, if you've put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have a hope that